Good morning. Welcome to Bethel this morning as we gather around God's grace, love, and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And today on this fifth Sunday of Easter, we focus on our true hope of eternal life. And that's where our readings are taking us. We're going to focus on the future hope of the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting on the new earth with the Lord. And so we'll be talking more about that during the sermon. But our readings, our hymns, all point us in that direction, that we will one day be with the Lord for eternity. God's blessings on your worship, and we begin with our opening hymn, In Thee Is Gladness. Please stand to sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pause in silence to reflect on our personal sins that trouble us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will
and walk in your ways,
to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, God will toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
Thank you. Today's psalm reading is from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He heals the brokenhearted and they cry no more. He heals the brokenhearted and they cry no more. He heals the brokenhearted and they cry no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 The joy of the Lord is my strength.
A reading of the Eternal Kingdom from the book of Revelation, beginning of chapter 21. Then John saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also God said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to John, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever the Spirit hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that the Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. And because I am going to the Father. So they were saying, What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. When we talk about dying and living in eternity, what do we most often say? What do we find ourselves saying? When we say, my hope is that I will live after death, I hope that I will, what's that? Go to heaven. Why do we say that? It's better than the other place. It's better than hell. All right. I'm going to mess with you today. And maybe I've messed with you before in class, or maybe what I'm saying today will sound like a repeat because I've repeated myself a number of times on this, but it's because I want you to have the true joy and the true hope. Is this what the Bible really says, that we will go to heaven, that that's our hope or eternal hope? Well, look at today's reading from Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, John sees another vision. We've referred to a few of the visions that John saw in the last couple of weeks. And here he has another vision. Then I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. This is a vision of eternity. So where will we live? A new heaven. Then who's going to be on the new earth? That's kind of confusing, isn't it? We all grew up having this idea that the hope is to go to heaven. And yet here John has this vision of a new heaven and a new earth. And it talks about how there will be a new city and the Lamb, that God will be in the city on the new earth. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in heaven if Jesus is on earth. I want to be with Jesus. Anybody with me? You want to be with Jesus for eternity? Where do you live now? Earth. Okay, good. Just check in. Not the sky, not the heavens. You live on earth. And so if there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, where would you assume that you were going to live? New earth. You are earthly people. You are earthly creatures living on God's created earth. And when we have this vision of eternity over and over again in Scripture, it doesn't have this ultimate hope of living in heaven. The ultimate hope is to be raised from the dead, life eternal with Jesus on the new earth, your physical creatures. This is how God meant you to be. Now there is sin and this world is broken and it doesn't work the way it was meant to. But this is the kind of existence he meant us to have, a physical existence in a physical earth. Now, it's not completely wrong to say that we'll be in heaven. Scripture talks about when we die in the faith, that our souls are with Jesus. And there's comfort in that. Those who have died in the faith, their souls are being comforted by Jesus. Scripture doesn't say much more about that, though. Scripture doesn't stay there. That's not the long-lasting hope. In fact, Revelation chapter 6, there's a vision of the souls of the faithful ones, the ones who died in the faith, and their souls are under the altar of God in heaven, whatever that exactly means, and they are crying out, "How long, Lord Jesus? How long until you come again to bring judgment, to bring the world to an end?" And so even the souls who have died in the faith are waiting for the last day. Just as we are waiting for the last day. Our ultimate hope, our true joy, our true hope is to be with Christ, not in heaven, but to be with Christ in the new earth when he comes again. I know, I am messing with you, right? And you're thinking, I'm never going to find the right funeral card anymore because they all say, I'm so glad that he's in heaven or she's in heaven. The reason I'm messing with you, because it's what Scripture says. It says new earth. It's what we say in the Apostles' Creed. It says resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. I think there's a reason that it's in that order. Resurrection of the body and life everlasting. The hope is that we will be raised from the dead and then have eternal life. So we have a couple of choices. We could be raised from the dead and have life eternal in heaven floating around. That sounds a little like it doesn't quite add up, does it? Or it could be that Scripture has always talked about resurrection of the body, a new earth. And for some reason, somewhere along the line, we got tripped up. Somewhere along the line in the last generations, we just started talking kind of shorthand. I'm going to go be with Jesus. I'm going to go to heaven. And I'm not sure why that happened. And I don't know about you, but this is a relief to me to know that we're going to have physical bodies in a physical earth for eternity. Because I grew up hearing about going to heaven, and I pictured floating around on a cloud playing a harp. Now, if you've been anywhere where I've said this, you're remembering I've said this, right? And I pictured this floating around on a cloud playing a harp, and I thought, that sounds so boring. Where's the rock and roll? Don't want harps. If you like harps, that's okay, but I don't want to play a harp. And where's the rocks of the mountain and the beautiful lakes? I don't want to float on a cloud. That doesn't seem to be what we were meant for. Which is why it was so wonderful when some professors at the seminary pointed out that over the last few generations, we've lost the true biblical hope. that one day, the last day, Jesus will return to bring this world to an end, and our true hope is the resurrection of the body, to live on a new earth, a physical existence for eternity, just like our God had originally intended. That's our true hope. To live in a physical existence with one another and to live in fellowship with God, to take care of the plants and the animals just like God had meant it all to start with Adam and Eve. Look at the next hymn in the bulletin. How has it changed? What page number is that? 11. I'm but a stranger here. How has that hymn changed if you know this hymn? I'm but a stranger here. Wait. Some of you are saying one thing, some of you are saying another thing. What's the original? Heaven is my home. What's this one say? The new earth is my home. So I know I'm messing with you today, but I want us to try singing this hymn in this new way. And then we're going to come back and make sure we know why this is so important. Why it's important to know that this is our true and lasting hope, that it's the resurrection of the bodies to live on the new earth with Jesus for eternity. So I'm going to ask Karen to play, and let's sing I'm But a Stranger Here with the new words. Here are five reasons why I've messed with you, and thank you to Karen for trying to play. She played beautifully of a hymn where I inserted extra notes, so thanks to Karen. Here are five reasons why I chose to mess with you. Number one, it's biblical. We want to teach what the Bible says. We want to teach in a way that matches Scripture. And if you start looking, most of the time, if the Bible talks about us having something in heaven, it's referring to having hope in the heavenly God. That our hope isn't in ourselves, but in the King of Heaven. And the kingdom of heaven doesn't mean a location. That's not a zip code, kingdom of heaven. But instead, Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven has come. And it means that the rule of God has come into our lives. That's the kingdom of heaven. So when it says in heaven or heavenly hope, all those kind of things, it's not that our hope is to be in that zip code in heaven. It's that our hope is in the God of heaven who's bringing about our salvation. So number one, it's biblical. Number two, it's a long-range hope. It's looking for the last day. We're looking for the last day. It's not just about dying and going to be with Jesus. It's that our hope is waiting for the day when Christ returns to bring this world to an end and to bring the new earth and to the new life. And if we don't have that long-range hope, we might as well lop off the end of the creeds. When Christ will return and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, we might as well cut those parts off. Unless we keep remembering, we have a long-range hope. So that's number two. Number three, having this hope of a new earth helps us see salvation in terms of restoration, restoring. The last day, the new earth, is going to be where God restores his creation to his original intention. It's a restoration. It's a transformation. It's his creation being made perfect again. Having a hope of the new earth points us to this recreation. Unless, if we're going to float around, that's actually just making something new, because we're not souls just floating around now. We're body and soul. And the scriptures speak about recreation. Making new again, restoring. That's our hope. Number four, the reason to mess with you is because it helps those of us who feel like floating on clouds would be boring. Thankfully, the Bible tells us that's not what you're supposed to be hoping for anyways. And even if you never had that trouble, you might meet people in your life who do have that trouble, who think, yeah, I know you all, you Christians, you talk about going to heaven and stuff, but I don't know. I kind of like living here. And you get to say, I'm glad you like living here. This is what God created, except it's going to be even greater in the new earth that we have hope in. Through Jesus. Finally, the other reason to mess with you is because having the hope of the last day, of Christ bringing this world to an end and raising us all from the dead to new life on the new earth, that has a community focus. It's a community with God, a fellowship with him like Adam and Eve had in the garden, walking around in the garden with God, whatever that means. They had community, fellowship, friendship with God. It's also a community hope, this new earth. It's a community hope with one another. To say that Christ will return and he will raise all the dead in Christ and those who are still living and bring us all together to live in the new earth, that picture has all of us in it. Myriads upon myriads of angels, and a multitude that no one can count. We're all together. And a lot of times when I hear us just kind of get into the bad habit of saying, well, I'm just ready to go be with Jesus, it's a very me and Jesus kind of focus. And yes, I desire to be with Jesus, but I've seen in Scripture why that longing to be with Jesus is much more robust than this. The longing to be with Jesus is to be with him for eternity and a new earth and a new body with a bunch of renewed, restored people of his. To live in community with God and with one another. That is our true hope and true joy. And while we're on that physical earth, if you want to play harp, you rock the harp. But meanwhile, if you want to climb mountains and be in lakes and take care of the animals and grow vegetables, you do those things too. This is our true hope. Not just that one day we will die and be with Jesus. We'll be comforted in those times. But our hope is that on that one day, that last day, we all together will be raised to new life for the new earth in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our offerings and prayer requests are now received. In our prayer requests today, for Bible study and the second worship service, we'll be joined by Pastor Jeff Klein, who's with Q Place Ministries. Q Place is the ministry that developed the Arts of Spiritual Conversation that we did in Bible study. So he's joining us to tell us some more about their ministries and how they can help us thinking about outreach and having spiritual conversations. So we give thanks for Jeff Klein and Q Place. In our national and world prayers, today we pray for those in Ecuador who are facing the aftermath of the earthquake earlier this week. Also, we pray for children in foster care and the families who are caring for them, and the victims of gun violence in Chicago. There's been more than 1,000 shooting victims in 2016. We give thanks today with Tom Schultz for successful throat surgery. We also give thanks with Javier Ramon for his successful surgery on his finger, and Joanne Heidloff recovering from her shoulder surgery. We're glad that Joanne is back with us today. Continue to pray for Don Winkler. He remains hospitalized at Glenbrook Hospital. Pray for Linda Peters. She is having surgery tomorrow. And then we pray for the family of Jackie. Jackie committed suicide. She was a former student of Cindy Elwine when Cindy was teaching in South Dakota. I didn't see the note yet about Joanne Heidloff. We're specifically praying for a safe clearing of a blood clot that's in her left arm following surgery. So, are there any other prayers that we can offer this morning? Chris. Arm and hip. Okay. We pray for Chris Mason's nephew and his wife, giving thanks for a new baby, and then also for Chris Mason's mother-in-law who fell, broke her arm and hip. No surgery, but rehab, definitely. Other prayers? Yes, Warren. Ron Schmidt. Former Bethel member Ron Schmidt will be going for surgery tomorrow. Any other prayers? All right. Let's join in singing the offertory. Please stand. Father, help us to be strengthened by your Holy Spirit as he has revealed your word to us and works faith in our hearts so that we can have the true biblical hope that through the cross, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we also will be raised from the dead on the last day and given life eternal on the new earth that you will make. Lord, help us to have this long-range hope, this hope of being in fellowship, community with you and with one another. And help us to take that true biblical hope with us and, and share it with people around us so that they may also have that hope of life after death. We give you thanks that you have promised that this is a gift to us, not anything that we can earn. Instead, it is a gift from you. And we give you thanks for the forgiveness, life, and salvation that you give to us. We give you thanks for Pastor Jeff Klein and Q Place Ministries, for the ways that they've been helping us think about spiritual conversation, and pray that you'd be with Jeff and us today as we can continue to consider how could God use us in the lives of others to help them to know about the hope in Christ. Lord, watch over many who are going through difficulties in this world. Be with those in Ecuador who are facing the aftermath of the earthquake earlier this week. Be with those who mourn, those who are injured, those who are working to care for others. And we pray in the midst of the chaos that you would bring about peace and hope. We ask that you'd be with children who are in foster care and the families who are caring for them. Give strength to those families, and may you give them the energy and the wisdom needed to be foster parents. And we ask that you'd be with the foster children, that they would know that they are not forgotten by you, and that you would place in their lives those who would continue to shower them with love. Lord, be with the victims of gun violence in Chicago, more than 1,000 people either injured or killed by shootings. We pray that you would be with all those who are dealing with injuries and dealing with grief. But we also pray that you would be intervening in neighborhoods and putting an end to that gun violence, and that you would watch over those affected by it. We give you thanks today for Tom Schultz's successful throat surgery. Continue to watch and guide over him. We give you thanks with Chris Mason's nephew and his wife for the new baby that they have welcomed. We thank you for this gift of life. Lord, watch over those that we name today who struggle in health and who are awaiting healing. We give you thanks that you were with Javier Ramon and Joanne Heidloff during their surgeries. Bless and keep them during their healing. Especially watch over Joanne Heidloff that the blood clot may break up safely and that you'd keep her safe. Be with Don Winkler as he remains in the hospital. Also watch over Randy Kitlinski, Lucille Owey, Bev Holman, Dee, Rhoda Bergman, Marge and Frank Benora, Pat and Paul Tiernan, Larry Peters, Harry Threadgill, Gail Olson's father, June Doherty's sister, Vicky, the sister of Rich Walker, Susan Squires' mother, Quenisha's baby, Carla Thompson's son Scott, Sarah Papilla's friend's daughter Madeline, Janet Jones's co-worker Rod Walton, and Paul DeLassus's sister-in-law Maureen. We also ask that you'd be with Chris Mason's mother-in-law, Helen, as she recovers from a broken arm and hip. Bless and keep her during this time. Watch over those anticipating surgery. Be with Linda Peters and Ron Schmidt. Be with them in those unconscious moments. Bring them through those surgeries, and may they give you glory for the gifts and abilities that you have given to doctors and nurses. We also ask that you'd be with the family of Jackie, Cindy Elwine's former student, Jackie who committed suicide after being bullied. We pray that you would be with her family, her community, her school. May there be opportunities to speak of hope, that true and lasting hope that we have in you. And we thank you, Lord, that you always hear our prayers, and when we are in desperation, that you come to us. And we pray that you would enable us to see those around us who are hurting so that we may speak a word of your peace to them. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Stay our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He and sit rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Number of announcements today, and first I wanted to, couple of weeks ago we had a funeral planning workshop and had a number of people attend, and I knew that talking about all of that with the new earth and our hope of eternal life might have you thinking about some of those things as well. So there are packets back there. It's a funeral planning guide which has notes about what you want to think about in leaving some directions about what your funeral, what you would like your funeral to be like, what you want your family to know. And then the larger one is where you can write down all that information. And as I said at the workshop, it's really, really helpful for loved ones to be able to go back to some notes and to know what you had desired. It's also a way to ensure that you want a funeral to be a testimony to your faith in Christ. So please pick one of those up on your way out. And one thing we've talked about is starting a file of making copies of people's notes and things so that we have them stored here. And that way there's a copy in a safe place. Next, an announcement from Bob Paulson and Teresa Paulson.
Well, I'll stand.
Okay, you'll stand.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm here to just briefly talk about the MS Walk that's happening in 2 weeks. It's something kind of special for us. You know, I started walking with her while we were dating 24, 25 years ago in support of her mother. Our family continues that today in support of Teresa. For those of you that don't know what MS is, multiple sclerosis, it's a disease that makes your immune system attack itself. It attacks the nerve endings and eats away the coating on the endings, the nerve endings, so it kind of short circuits your system in a way. The brain impulses don't quite get to where they need to go. This affects people in multiple ways, speech, sight, any kind of motor functions. You can tell that she's not the speediest woman that she used to be. So, but the walk we're doing is in 2 weeks on May 7th. There's a donation box in the back if you feel gifted and the will to give. But especially your prayers are very welcome and much appreciated. We've been given such great support from this church over the years, and just want to thank you.
Let's pray right now. Father, we ask that you'd be with Bob and Teresa and the family and those in the walk on May 7th and many other walks around the nation. And we pray that the funds raised will go to continue the work of research and care for those with MS. And we thank you that it's another reminder to us how we can come together as a community and support one another. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Right. Thanks, Bob. Property Board would like to remind you, any Wednesday that you're free, 8:30 a.m., come help with landscaping around the property. Monty is our landscaper this summer, Monty Stoltzman, which is awesome, but he'd love some help on Wednesday morning, so any Wednesday, 8:30. Then this Saturday is Chips Ahoy 2. Come help spread all the wood chips in different places around the property. That's Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m., I haven't heard whether they're actually getting Chips Ahoy cookies also, but you get the idea. All right, directory. If you haven't signed up for a spot with the picture directory, please see Carol today. We also need some helpers on Saturday who can help check in people during the times on Saturday. So if you're available this coming Saturday, please see Carol because we really need some help on that. There's information about Vacation Bible School. Please get the word out about that. Like I said, Pastor Jeff Klein is with us in Bible study today, so go down the fellowship and stick around for Bible adult Bible study. High school study will be in there as well. And then finally, you got two ladies back there with cool shirts on. They're Go Gurney champions, Chelsea and Nicole Todd. Not only work for the Park District, they also are championing Gurney being getting out and walking. So if you'd like to find out more information about the effort to have people out walking every day in May, especially at 6:30 in the evening, please see them. They can help you sign up if you want to be a champion for your neighborhood. And then, whether you live in Gurney or not, hopefully you saw my video, I'm looking for some people who will be hosts and just periodically during the month of May be out on our street at 6:30 and just welcome people who are going by Bethel. It's a great way just to have conversation, to get to know people in the neighborhood, maybe have a flyer or two for preschool, VBS, just in case. We already have somebody who's getting the Thrive in Action grant, so we'll be able to get some new benches and some water. How many of you watched the video? Hinkley Springs did not pay for that endorsement. I did not organize that. I didn't have the guy around the corner with the water truck waiting to come by for the time when I said water bottles. That was God. If you haven't watched the video, find somebody who's got it. All right. So if you and a couple of people can just say, hey, we'll take these 2-3 days during May and just be out there from like 6 till 7. That's all I'm asking. That would be great. So you can also let Chelsea and Nicole know that as well, and they'll keep track of that for me. God's blessings. Look for a degree at the door.